O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Exodus 3, verses 1 through 15. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Holy Ground by Ryan Williams, Taylor Heinsohn, and Wesley Schrock. Vintage-sounding piano arpeggios establish a nostalgic feeling, which the vocal line continues after it enters. The singer's interpretation of the text captures the overwhelm of falling on the ground before our holy God and finding our security and worth in Him alone.
I have felt this shadow. I walk for miles in the night. Heard your mercy echo through the twilight of my mind. Bursting through like starlight, your love reflecting over me. No more reason to hide, God, I give you everything. I'm falling on this holy ground, held within your glory. How great are you, God, my Jesus. Take this broken sound, mend it in your mercy. How great are you, God. Keeps calling, all the more I praise you now. Oh, I'm falling on this holy ground, held within your glory. How great are you, God, my Jesus. Take this broken sound, in you.
Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And now behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, and you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, But I will be with you, and this shall be a sign for you, that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say this to the people of Israel, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. We live in a time that philosophers and cultural commentators have described as, quote, disenchanted. Our default mindset, regardless of stated beliefs, is largely materialistic. Ours is a world in which everything has been flattened out. There's no real room for surprise or mystery, and nothing is sacred. Well, this passage shakes us out of our disenchanted complacency. It confronts us with the reality that there is more to the world than we often envision. There's a God at work in the world, even when we don't know exactly what he's up to. And this God shows up. And when he does, he creates sacred space, holy ground, where he chooses to make his presence known. In our text, Moses was out doing his normal business, tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, when all of a sudden, God showed up, sanctifying the ground he walked on. And what caused God to manifest himself, to intervene into the ordinary affairs of man? He heard the cries of his people. He saw their suffering, and so he stepped in. This is good news for people who find themselves in hard times, who are tempted to give up hope. Now, if you're looking at your circumstances, if you're limiting yourself to what you can understand, if you see the world through a disenchanted lens, then hopelessness makes sense. But if you believe in the God of the Bible, the God who shows up at unexpected times and in unexpected ways, like in a burning bush or a manger, then anything is possible. So where are you looking for God to move, to act, to work today? Well, in these next few moments, step out of your disenchantment and pray that he would. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the spirit of Jesus. Amen.